This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. It's fall, which means sports season is in full swing. Now, this means that a significant portion of my time as a doctor is spent doing sports physical exams. From a medical perspective, these exams are silly. In an otherwise healthy person, there is almost nothing that I pick up that would limit a person's ability to play sports. The forms that the school systems have me fill out are a joke. I have to have a high school athlete stand on one foot and jump up and down for 30 seconds and take their pulse. I have no idea what I'm looking for and have no idea what would be an abnormal finding. Sure, I can look for knee injuries and detect obesity, but these young people don't need me to tell them that they're having those sorts of problems. But the exams are not completely useless, particularly for young men. After all, these are the folks that never come to see me for routine care. Guys are tough, or so they think, and they hate going to the doctor for fear that we'll check them for a hernia. But having them in my office allows me to talk to them and ask them how they're doing. Are they sexually active and are they engaging in safe practices? Are they putting themselves at risk with drugs or alcohol? And have they been having thoughts of hurting themselves or others? While I almost never pick up an unknown serious physical problem, I do pick up emotional and family problems all the time. But when it really gets tough, is around football. To me, the evidence of long-term effects from head injuries that take place in routine play is overwhelming. In my medical opinion, kids should just not play football. Among the 3 million people who do play football, concussions are common. But even if there's no formal concussion, there can still be traumatic brain injury. And these brain injuries can cause loss of consciousness, but they can also cause violent mood swings, depression, and other emotional problems. 99% of NFL players whose brains were examined had this type of injury. Coaches and parents push kids to play hard and play tough. It's macho not to complain, so we really don't know how often these injuries really happen. It's hard to say how many brain injuries will result in long-term symptoms, but clearly some will. The problem is that diagnosis of traumatic brain injury of the sort that we see in football players can usually be only diagnosed on an autopsy. Now, it's not my job to tell kids to choose another sport or take up the guitar. If I said these sorts of things, the school would stop sending me kids, and I'd miss all the other opportunities to engage with them around improving their health. But somebody needs to stand up and say, at least to kids who are minors, that they should not be allowed to play football. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.